Welcome to it on a Friday. I was just going to mention this, and then Ron dropped me a note on the same topic. So, you know, I'll give Ron the credit for something I was going to mention here. What's unusual so far is that no other women have come forward in this Kavanaugh conversation. At this point in the conversation, you'd usually have a lot more women lined up and making accusations and so forth. He says, wait till Monday. There'll be more women coming to level accusations. We'll see if that turns out to be true. But at this point, the avalanche already should have happened, clearly. And if it's true, and if he has a pattern of behavior, then so be it, and he shouldn't be there. But it seems pretty unusual that women that he dated and everybody he went to school with and worked with say he is impeccable. At any rate, we'll get to that. The two big issues, three now, because it was three, if Brett Kavanaugh gets railroaded here, and there's nothing else that I can term it, if Brett Kavanaugh gets railroaded here after the hearings were already concluded, as they're preparing to take the vote and gets sidetracked and put into a ditch, that will drive conservatives and Republicans to the polls like you have never seen. And that special election in Texas, I can tell you, will be a bellwether for what's coming, and it will not be a blue wave. One of the other important conversations in the fall will be the economy, but the other one, just as important, and it began in the summer of 2015 when Donald Trump came down the escalator, and that is immigration. Rachel Bovard here, conservative. You're not. All right, then. Well, we thought Rachel was going to be here. Anyhow, the other important consideration will be immigration. We'll get hooked up with her when we get hooked up with her. I'm not worried about it. Live radio. Here's something, though, you do need to know. Ronna McDaniel. If she had a Native American name, it might be Ronna the Rainmaker. Because she has overseen the largest collection of cash in the history of the Republican National Committee. $252 million and counting. And I'm sorry, did I appropriate somebody's culture there by calling her Ronna the Rainmaker? Yeah, too bad. Get over it. Or don't. I don't really care. Ronna the Rainmaker here, because they have brought in so much money. They have brought in so much money, as in $252 million, that is setting all-time records. It is far more than anybody else brought in prior to Ronna. She is in the right place, doing the right job at the right time for the Republicans. Because let's be honest, the ground game is also greatly improved with Ronna in charge. One RNC official telling The Hill that the committee will report another $16.4 million in August, the largest month so far of the cycle. The RNC ends the end of August with $42 million in the bank, surpassing how much the National Party had on hand at this point during the 2016 presidential cycle. Now think about that. More money coming in now than they had back then. According to Ronna, here's her quote. Enthusiasm for President Trump and his successful agenda is fueling our record-breaking fundraising and energizing our grassroots support. With less than 50 days until the midterm elections, we've built the largest ground game ever, and we are ready to defy history on November 6th. So this notion that somehow everybody has been put off by Donald Trump and his behavior doesn't seem to be true, because people that don't like the way somebody acts, they don't generally open up their wallet and say, yeah, I have some money. Hey, here you go. Hey, have another 20. It's not the way people normally act. Republicans looking to preserve their majorities in Congress, and it, you know, historically speaking, that'd be very difficult. Historically speaking, I mean, you look at the first midterm election for Barack Obama, he lost 63 seats in Congress. 63. You know, you never hear anybody talk about that on CNN, do you? 63 seats lost. And if the Republicans lose half that many this time, those on CNN, oh my gosh, this is because they hate Donald Trump. It's awful. It's the worst ever. It's unprecedented. Wolf Blitzer will be yelling. And it'll be great. Except it'll still be half. Half. Of what Barack Obama is. It's interesting to note that you know, so many things go on that are so easy to go back and check on with the device in your hand, and yet people don't do it. People don't go back and check the facts. Strange to me. This is unprecedented. No, it's not. It happened 20 years ago. It did not. You can check right here. I don't not care for Google, but if you don't like Google, use Bing or DuckDuckGo or whatever you want. Or go find an old World Book Encyclopedia. Pretty reliable. Now, in the House, the Democrats need to pick up 23 seats to reclaim the majority, and that'd be a one-seat majority. Republicans have a much better shot of keeping their narrow Senate majority. In fact, I'm going to tell you again, despite what they're trying to say in certain places, the Republicans will pick up seats in Florida, Indiana, North Dakota, and Missouri at a minimum. They will not lose Arizona. They will not lose Tennessee. Those will be holds. The Democrats may pick up Nevada, but that's a +3 advantage right there. That's +3. The Republicans could also pick up Montana. West Virginia is less likely, but possible. There are several things in play. There are several things in play here. So I put the Republican numbers after the election somewhere between 54 and 57 seats. Not quite a supermajority. But if the economy continues to perform like it did yesterday, good Lord, the S&P 500, an all-time record high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, an all-time record high, 26,600 and change, right? It's unbelievable. The GDP is going to be up again 4% this quarter. You watch. Jobless claims, those people that are filing for unemployment, the lowest it's been since 1968. You think about that. We had some pretty good years in there. You know, when the economy started picking up in 1984, 85, we had a pretty good run. We've had a pretty good run overall since. Obviously, we had the big recession in the middle, but overall, we had some really good years in there. And we have the lowest number of people filing for unemployment claims since 1968, lowest in 49 years. And P.S., we have a lot more people now. We have never been in an economy. It's the greatest story never told because well, CNN doesn't want to tell you the story. NBC, CBS, ABC, they don't want to tell you the story. And the story is the policies of Donald Trump are working. The policies of Donald Trump are working, whether it's the economy, negotiating a new deal with Mexico, and Canada will come along. You'll have a NAFTA deal. A lot of pressure on Justin Trudeau right now. Kim Jong-un wants another summit with the president. Yeah, they're taking baby steps, yes, but they aren't going to take apart a launch site and an engine construction factory for missiles. Is that eliminating nuclear weapons? No, but there are small steps in the right direction, right? So this is what's happening. And so the greatest story never told is that the policies are working all over the place. And that's what's driving the Democrats crazy because that's what's fueling this insanity of the Supreme Court. It's the only thing they have left. 14 after on a free-for-all Friday. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hi, I'm Chris McLatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber has been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Uper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.